Chazar zeichen nishapach echas v'shagav v'mi v'mi zeichem v'smilachas daf chav v'dalet. When Rav Kahana went there to Israel, he met the sons of Rechiah, who asked, what's the halacha if someone splits the flour of a mincha into two and puts it into a bowl in a way that the two halves are not touching, and it's full yoin them touched one of the halves? When a Mishnah says that a keli combines what's in it with regard to kodesh, is that only when the items in the keli are touching each other, or is it even when they're not touching each other? If Kahana told them, the Mishnah's verbiage of a keli combines suggests that the keli combines even when they're not touching. They then asked him, what if someone took a third half of another mincha and put it in between the two halves in the bowl, and it's full yoin touched that new half? Would that make the other two halves puzzle as well? If Kahana said, a keli only combines things that need to be in that keli. The flour from the other mincha does not need to be in that keli along with the first mincha, and therefore it's not considered to be combined along with the other two halves of the first mincha. They then asked, what if the Tful Yom sticks his finger into the ear space between the two halves? Would that make the two halves tameh? He answered, the only thing that can become tameh through ear space is an earthenware keli. Rav Kahana then asked them, can someone take a kemitza from one half for the other? Is the rule that the keli combines the mahalacha deraisa or derabanan? So they said, we have not learned this exact case, but we have learned the halacha in a similar case. The Mishnah says that if two menachas became mixed, but it's possible to take a kemitza from each one separately, they're kosher. Now, presumably the case is that there's a section where the menachas are mixed, and then an unattached piece of each mincha that's also not mixed. And from that is where a kemitza can be taken. If so, we see that even though it's not touching the rest of its own mincha, the part that is mixed with the other mincha, it's still a kosher kemitza for it. Rav says it's not a proof, because the case of the Mishnah may be where the part of each mincha that was not mixed with the other mincha was attached to the part of the mincha that is mixed with the other mincha. That may be the reason why the kemitza could be taken. So where do we come out on this question? And for tomorrow, Rav said, Abraisa says, the pasuk says, the heirim mimen, which teaches that the kemitza has to be taken from flour attached to the mincha, meaning that he should not bring the mincha separated into two kelim and then take a kemitza from one for the other. Now, this implies that if the two halves were in one keli, similar to being in two kelim, meaning they were separated apart in one keli, he would be able to take a kemitza from one for the other. Abai said, no, this is not a proof. The case of the two keli may be that a smaller keli was placed into a larger keli and the flour overflowed from the smaller into the larger, but since the wall of the keli acts as a barrier through the airspace of the outer keli, maybe that's why they're not considered to be connected, even though they touch up above the airspace of the keli. The case of the one keli that's similar to two kelim would be a keli that has low dividers within it, so which don't reach the height of the walls of the keli. In that case, since the flour touches above these dividers, still within the airspace of the keli, they're considered connected. However, in our case, the two halves are not touching at all, and so we have the question as to what the halacha will be. Frek the Gemara, Yumi asks, if the two halves of a mincha are separated in a keli and one of those halves is attached to a third half of another mincha by water, and the half not connected with water becomes tameh, thereby making the second half and the keli tameh because they're combined in one keli, does the third half outside the keli become tameh as well? Do we say that when the Mishnah says that items in a keli are considered as combined for kodesh, that's only for matters inside the keli but not for things outside the keli? Or do we say that once it's considered to be combined, it's considered to be fully combined for all matters? If you're going to say that once it's considered to be combined, it's considered to be fully combined for all matters, what if the outside half became tameh, making the half connected to it by water tameh as well? Would the other half from the keli become tameh? Do we say that the keli only combines where the source of tumah is inside the keli, but not where it comes from the outside? Or do we say there's no difference? Teiku b'leib da shayla. Rava asked, what if the mincha was divided and one of the halves became tameh and the two halves were then put into a keli, and a tful yom then touched the tameh one? Will the other one become tameh? Do we say that the half that's already fully tameh, and that therefore the touching of a tful yom can't affect it anymore? It won't spread beyond that half, or maybe not. Abaye said, we see from a Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds that a sheet that became tameh medris, which is a severe tumah from a zav laying on it, can still become tameh from the touching of a zav, which is only relevant if the tumah medris is later removed. And we don't say that the sheet has already fully tameh and can't accept any more tumah. Rava said, Rabbi Yossi may be talking about the sheet was first touched by Yazav and then became Tamei Medrash. Since Tamei Medrash is so severe, it can take effect on the sheet that was already Tamei from the touching of Yazav. However, the reverse may not be true. Fdek Mara Abaya said, we can bring a proof from the later part of the Mishnah, which says that Rabbi Yossi agrees that if there are two sheets folded one on top of another and Azov sits on them, the upper one is Tamei Medrash and the lower one is Tamei Medrash and Tamei from the touching of Azov. We see that we don't say that it's fully Tamei and can't accept any more Tumah. As Mara says, and Rava says, not a riot. This case is different because both Tumas came at the same time. The case of the Mincha was where one Tumah came later on. The Rava said, if a person divided a Mincha and lost one of the halves and then designated a new half to take its place and then found the lost half, now all three halves are in the one keli. The halacha is that if the lost one became tummy, the original half becomes tummy as well, but the replacement does not. If the replacement became tummy, the original half that was lost does not become tummy, but the But the half that was never lost, that does become tummy. If the original half that was not lost becomes tummy, the lost half and the replacement all become tummy as well. Abaye said, even if the lost one or the replacement become tummy, all the others become tummy as well. The reason is all three are members of the same house, so to say, meaning they're all a part of the same mincha. Rava said that the same is regarding the kmitza. If the kmitza was taken from the lost one, its shirayim and the shirayim of the original, of the other original half, may be eaten, but the shirayim of the replacement may not be eaten. If the kmitza was taken from the replacement, its shirayim and the shirayim of the original half that was not lost may be eaten, but the shirayim of the half that was lost may not be eaten. If the kmitza was taken from the half that was not lost, neither the shirayim of the one lost or the replacement may be eaten. Abaye said, no, even if the kmitza was from the lost one or the replacement, none of the others may be eaten. The reason is, again, all three are members of the same house, meaning to say they're from the same mincha. Papa asks, can the shirayim of the one from which the kmitz was taken be eaten? Part of the kmitz was taken for the third half, which is possible, which makes the kmitz possible, which would therefore not allow the shirayim to be eaten. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Masharshia, said, how can the kmitz be offered? The part of the kmitz that was taken for the third half is in essence chulin. After the Gemara of Ashi said, the kmitz is dependent on the intent of the kohen, and we can assume that he only had in mind for two halves, not three, since that would make it possible. Our only question is to which other half he had intent, and that's why we can't eat the other halves.